This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WPHT-HD-WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Well, what a day, huh? What a day for Alec Baldwin. And not a good one. Not a good one at all, as he's charged with involuntary manslaughter and faces 5 years in prison. You know why? Because he lied. Yes, he did. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. It's a rainy Thursday, 855-839-1210, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Yeah, the DA said Alec Baldwin, the movie set, was fast and loose, but I'm telling you what did him in, and I'll play you the clip in a few minutes, is the interview he gave to the unbiased journalist George Stephanopoulos when he told him he never fired the gun and tried to blame it on a gun malfunctioning. Well, as any firearms enthusiast knows, guns just don't randomly fire. Never. They never, ever do that. And it was a lie, and it was an excuse. And everybody said at the time it was a lie and an excuse. Hell, the FBI even said at the time it was a lie and an excuse, and that there's no way this gun could have just shot itself. Baldwin pulled the trigger. And this is critical for a number of reasons. And before I get the I don't care about Alec Baldwin emails, couple things to think about. Number one, in many ways, this was an indictment on guns. If a gun can just magically go off by itself, then none of us are safe. Nobody's safe. I think that what you have to take away from this, obviously, is not only that there will hopefully be justice for the loss of life, and because Alec Baldwin is such a jerk, but when he came out and said that comment to George Stephanopoulos, it was an indictment of firearms. That guns can just randomly go off and just shoot anybody, and then why would anybody ever have one? And think about it. I mean, a gun, you know, you think it's a trustworthy device, and all of a sudden, just boom. And maybe next time it's a child or it's your loved one, a spouse, or because the gun just fired all by itself. And the other thing, too, is that this idea that he was not responsible as a firearm user in that moment to ensure that that gun was not loaded. And that's another problem, too, because obviously if you support the Second Amendment as I do, you know that it is incumbent upon you to know how to use that firearm properly and safely. And that's why everybody who has one, myself included, training is essential, practice is essential, and responsible ownership is essential. All of these things are incredibly essential. And so this was in many ways an indictment on the gun. If Alec Baldwin had not been charged, then the gun would have been the criminal in this. The gun would have been the actor. The gun itself would have been guilty. You see what I mean? That's why I'm relieved there's criminal charges for that, for this incident. I really am. I'm relieved because it's important to hold him accountable. And think about what you're subjected to every day in news reports everywhere, right? What are you subjected to? You are subjected to the gun violence crisis. You hear that all the time. The gun violence crisis. As if guns, like in the movie Cars, come alive at night and just start shooting each other. And just start shooting. Everybody goes to bed, and the gun suddenly now is alive with human features, and then just decides to start firing off at people. That's why we say it's the criminal violence crisis, not the gun violence crisis. But if you hate firearms, if you hate the Second Amendment, you'll spin it that way, and you'll always make the focus about the gun and not the user of that firearm. And for those of us who support the Second Amendment, and we understand why we have the Second Amendment, we're the first ones to say, you got to crack down on illegal firearms. You got to crack down on criminals who use illegal firearms. Larry Krasner, for example, the district attorney of Philadelphia, does not. He does not. Illegal gun prosecutions in the city are way down. Prosecution of the criminals who have those illegal guns are way down, even for unrelated offenses. That's because Larry Krasner hates guns, not the people who use them the wrong way. And then, of course, when you have a gun violence crisis, as the media puts it, and you turn your attention to firearms, then it lets everybody on the left off the hook when it comes to actually prosecuting criminals, putting them away behind bars. Because it's not their fault. It's this inanimate object that did it all by himself. Did it all by itself, I should say. Let's go with flashback to December 2021, when Alec Baldwin told George Stephanopoulos he never pulled the trigger. Cut number four.
So then I said to her, now in this scene, I'm going to cock the gun. And I said, do you want to see that? And she said, yes. And I cocked the gun. I go, can you see that? Can you see that? Can you see that? And she says, and then I let go of the hammer of the gun and the gun goes off.
It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So no. You never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them. Never. Never. That was the training that I had. You don't point a gun at me and pull the trigger at them.
Except he did. He did pull the trigger because the trigger didn't just fire on itself. That's the reality. That's the truth. Here is the Santa Fe district attorney, Mary Kamik Altwies, explaining to CNN the decision to charge Alec Baldwin over the Rust shooting. Cut number five.
How did you come to this prosecutive decision?
Well, along with my special prosecutor, we got the report from the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office. We initiated an extensive review of that, and I will say that it was a well-investigated case. But we had some follow-up that we had to do, had to speak with some experts. And once we read through everything and researched the case law and the law here in New Mexico, we realized that we believe that there was probable cause to charge Alec Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez Reed with involuntary manslaughter.
And what were some of the key pieces of evidence that you used that factored into that decision?
Well, that there was such a lack of safety and safety standards on that set, that there were live rounds on set. They were mixed in with regular dummy rounds. Nobody was checking those, or at least they weren't checking them consistently. And then they somehow got loaded into a gun, handed off to Alec Baldwin. He didn't check it. He didn't do any of the things that he was supposed to do to make sure that he was safe or that anyone around him was safe. And then he pointed the gun at Helena Hutchins and he pulled the trigger.
You talk about the safety on the set. Was, as part of your investigation, was there one thing that was done or one thing that was said that sealed it for you that this should be prosecuted?
No, actually, I think it was the totality of the circumstances, that this was a really fast and loose set, and that nobody was doing their job. There were three people that if they had done their job that day, this tragedy wouldn't have happened. And that's David Halls, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, and Alec Baldwin. If they had just done their basic duties, we wouldn't be standing here.
Can you help our viewers understand? So the state officials did a report. It was signed by the chief medical investigator saying that there was no compelling evidence that this was intentional, right?
Right.
So help our viewers understand, if it's an accident, which most people seem to think it is, why is that a crime?
Because just because it's an accident doesn't mean that it's not criminal. Our involuntary manslaughter statute covers unintentional killings, unintentional homicides. The rest of our homicide statutes cover intentional, but unintentional means they didn't mean to do it. They didn't have the intent to kill. But it happened anyway, and it happened because of more than mere negligence, because of they didn't exercise due caution or circumspection, and that's what happened here.
And what's your response to, you know, there might be people in Baldwin's camp who say that you were overcharging this?
Well, we disagree, and we're going to be taking that in front of a judge and allowing the judge to decide on probable cause. But we think that there is enough there, more than enough there, to move forward on these charges and possibly to get through the preliminary hearing stage and on to trial.
See that? On to trial. And it will be a trial. Now, Alec Baldwin has already said that the jury will clear him. And this is the usual BS that defense attorneys always say whenever there's charges and something like this. So they always come out and say that and, you know, oh, we're going to be vindicated. We know we'll be vindicated and blah, 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 blah. It's a bunch of BS. And you know it and I know it. And the DA said Alec Baldwin should have known as a producer about this. But despite all of those things, I mean, the set being a mess and not safe and safety protocols fired and everything like this, the minute that that guy went on TV and said that the gun shot itself, I knew he was done. I knew he was done because even if you are a person who never handles firearms, even if you've never shot a gun in your life, you're smart enough to know that, like any other object, it requires something first to occur before the bullet comes out of that chamber.
That's interesting.
It is very interesting. And we'll get into Alec Baldwin's failed talk show host career as well on the show today. Believe me, we will definitely do that. I have a lot planned in that regard. And the other thing, too, on this issue is that when Alec Baldwin told everybody, he tried to blame this person, that person, he turned around and he tried to blame everybody but himself. You know, I wonder if he had just come out at the time and turned around and said, look, I pulled the trigger, I screwed up, I don't know how the bullet got in there. Maybe he wouldn't be in this mess right now. But this could result in a mandatory 5-year sentence for him. And it's a good lesson, too, about lying, is it not? About being deceitful and blaming other people for your own actions and your own misgivings and not taking responsibility. Not taking responsibility for yourself. That's what I'm telling you. But you know this already. And also, too, because the guy is such an arrogant jerk, too. That's the other thing is that in some ways, and it's not that I'm happy that, because, I mean, obviously someone's dead. So it's not like I'm celebrating this. But I'm happy that there's charges against him because he's a rich Hollywood celebrity. He's a hero to the left. You remember all the times that he made his Donald Trump impressions and everything else. And to hold him accountable is very important for the course of justice. It really is, because it says that not everybody who's a celebrity is above the law, that they don't have a special little asterisk next to their name that they get away with stuff like this. And I was really worried early on that it was going to be the kind of situation where he got away with it. Now, Alec Baldwin was charged. I'll give you some of the specific details of all this. In the death of Halenut Hutchins, 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was the armorer on the film Rust, was also charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. But in the end of the day, he's the one that pulled the trigger. So I think he's the one that really gets in trouble here. I think she probably cuts a plea and gets out. You know, my quick little 30,000-foot take of it. The decision distorts Helena's tragic death and represents a terrible miscarriage of justice, said Baldwin's attorney. Mr. Baldwin had no reason to believe that there was a live bullet in the gun or anywhere on the movie set. He relied on the professionals with whom he works. You see, he's still blaming other people right now who assured him the gun did not have live rounds. We will fight these charges and we will win. Hutchins' family thanked the sheriff's office and the DA after the charges were announced. We want to thank the Santa Fe sheriff and the district attorney for concluding their thorough investigation and determining the charges for involuntary manslaughter are warranted for the killing of Halenut Hutchins with conscious disregard for human life, they said in a statement. Our independent investigation also supports charges are warranted. It is a comfort to the family that in New Mexico, no one is above the law. We support the charges. We'll fully cooperate with this prosecution and fervently hope the justice system works to protect the public and hold accountable those who break the law. Involuntary manslaughter in New Mexico is a Class D felony punishable by up to 18 months in prison. If Baldwin is convicted, I can see him being sentenced at or near the maximum. Quote from the attorney, Baldwin has a strong defense case, and I can see him pushing the case to trial for legal and public relations reasons. I'm sorry, this is a spokesperson saying this, a former U.S. attorney. He has to think about his acting career in addition to doing time. But if he rolls the dice and loses a trial, the judge may hammer him for causing Hutchins' death. Assistant Director Dave Hall signed a plea agreement for a charge of negligent use of a deadly weapon. The terms of his agreement included a suspended sentence and 6 months of probation, the district attorney announced. So the assistant director is off the hook. I could see the same thing happening to the prop person, too. No charges were filed in the non-fatal shooting of director Joel Souza. After a thorough review of the evidence and the laws of the state of New Mexico, I've determined that there is sufficient evidence to file criminal charges against Alec Baldwin and other members of the Rust film crew. On my watch, no one is above the law and everyone deserves justice. District Attorney also explained that Baldwin and Gutierrez Reed were charged in the alternative. This means a jury will decide not only if the two are guilty, but also will decide which definition of involuntary manslaughter their actions fall under. If any of these three people, Alec Baldwin, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, or David Halls, had done their job, Halyna Hutchins would be alive today. It's that simple, they said. The evidence clearly shows a pattern of criminal disregard for safety on the Rust film set. In New Mexico, there is no room for film sets that don't take our state's commitment to gun safety and public safety seriously. Now, there was a very long review process in all this. I mean, you know, this took a long time to come to the point of these charges. It's been over a year. Before announcing the decision, the district attorney's office spent time reviewing a comprehensive report submitted by the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office. And don't forget something, too, and that is that the FBI also reviewed this and concluded that the gun could not have fired itself as well. Now, the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Department has spent the last year investigating how it was that live rounds made it onto the movie set. Never in a million years did Hannah think that live rounds could be in the dummy round box. Well, there's a lot we're going to talk about with this, obviously, and a lot of reaction, and we are going to absolutely hear what you think as well. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Plus, yes, they did try to cover up the lab leak theory of COVID. New scathing evidence of that. Wait to hear what the FBI director has to say at the WEF and more lies and spin from the Biden administration regarding the classified documents. But you can tell the press is starting to say enough is enough. And breaking news, the Secret Service now says it has visitor logs and will provide them to Congress to cooperate. I'm so glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. We're coming right back.
1210 at PHT.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, it is a busy, busy Thursday afternoon here today. I'll be headed to Parks Casino after the show to do a little comedy night. Hopefully I'll see you there tonight. Would love to see you there, of course. Hopefully you're coming out for it. Sold out, though, so, you know, if you're not coming out, then I you know, don't come out if you don't have a ticket, because I don't think you can get one at the door. How Hollywood uses TV shows to lie about good guys with guns. John Lott Jr., one of my favorite people, great guy. He's going to be on the show at 5 o'clock today. So, yes, executive producer Matt DeSantis just reached out to him to book him to discuss this very, very issue of Hollywood. And Johnny Cook, our buddy on Twitter, sent this oldie but goodie from The Hollywood Reporter. This is from April 20th, 2018. Alyssa Milano, Alec Baldwin, and Amy Schumer helped launch their anti-NRA campaign. The new initiative aims to advocate for gun control and to chip away at the NRA's political influence. Don't you love these people? I mean, that's the thing. They hate guns so much. They hate the Second Amendment so much. They hate your right to have a firearm so much. They love using them in their movies, though, do they not? They love shooting guns in movies. They love it. In fact, there's somewhere there's a montage, and it's not good for the radio because all it is really just people shooting guns. But it's all these Hollywood celebrities and all their statements that they've made about guns and how they hate them, and then literally using those guns in their movies to make millions of dollars and have very successful movies. That's why Hollywood's always been so hypocritical on this, but they call it the No Rifle Association Initiative. Get it? The NRA, the No Rifle Association, announced its formation and goals in a letter to NRA executive Wayne LaPierre on Friday, executive VP. It was signed by over 130 celebrities, including that fake celebrity David Hogg, but also to Ashley Judd, Don Cheadle, Minnie Driver, Jon Favreau, Jimmy Kimmel, Julianna Moore, Michael Moore, Patton Oswalt, and a whole bunch of other actors as well. We're going to shine a bright light on what you and your organization do to America. We're going to make sure the whole world sees your bloody hands. We're coming for your money. We're coming for your puppets, and we're going to win. The letter says the hashtag NoRA movement will raise the voices of all victims of gun violence, citing as examples people from communities of color, which are disproportionately affected by gun violence, women who have survived domestic violence, and children who have died in shootings. The letter also says that the organization intends to counteract the influence of NRA money in the political system. Since 1988, they say, the NRA spent more than $11 million in contributions to federal lawmakers and political candidates. In 2016 alone, the group spent about $54 million in the presidential and congressional races. Well, you know, it's exactly what I mean when I tell you that these people are such absolute frauds, right? And for Alec Baldwin, that moment that he lied and said the gun just went off by itself is the mindset of somebody who hates guns. That they are these evil objects, that they have no inherently good value whatsoever. The mindset of a guy like Alec Baldwin when it comes to a firearm is that they are just bad. They do bad things. They're capable of bad things all by themselves. And so in his warped mind, to say that the trigger just went off, the gun just shot itself, is entirely consistent with his subconscious on this. Now, it's a blatant lie. He's not fooling anybody. But in his mind, this evil object did something. Not him. He didn't do it. But you heard the district attorney in that clip that we played, who said Alec Baldwin pulled the trigger. Alec Baldwin pulled the trigger. Nobody else did. He did. He did. He pulled the trigger himself. Weigh in on this if you like, at Rich Zeoli, of course, or 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Bill Bondi says, Alec says he didn't pull the trigger, and I agree that guns don't fire themselves. With an old Western-style single-action pistol, you have to cock the hammer. If it slips just before it clicked open, it could fire without using the trigger. Could this be the case? No, it can't be the case, because they reviewed it, they did the investigation, and if there was any way that that could have been the case, they wouldn't have charged him. That's the bottom line. And the FBI also looked into this and came to the conclusion that that gun could not have just fired itself. The gun could not have malfunctioned. No. Danny the Man, who is a firearms enthusiast and a trainer, we don't call them dummy rounds anymore. We call them simulated ammo. We are more woke than some on the left, always educating. Well, it's interesting, right? Because they have such respect for what a bullet can do that they don't say it's dummy. They say it's simulated ammo. It's ammunition, because at the end of the day, it still is ammunition, right? And you have to respect it, and you have to take care of it. Now, some other people are asking, you know, what are the odds that he'll wind up actually, because, you know, he'll actually get convicted in all this and he'll go to prison. I don't know, but I do know, though, that this has been a year and they just charged him today. They would not have charged him unless they thought they could get him, because prosecutors don't like to lose. And enough time has gone by right now where if they had just decided that they weren't going to charge him, it would have been a one-day story. And they would have looked bad, but it would be over. Prosecutors don't like to lose. That's the mentality of a prosecutor. And sometimes, you know, if they rush to charge, they'll lose because they really didn't get all their ducks in a row. They didn't check all their boxes. But in this case, by taking so long to actually review everything, they were able to come to this conclusion. And I don't think for a second they would be out there unless they had this guy dead to rights. That's my opinion on this. We're going to change gears for just a quick second because of the most ridiculous op-ed I've ever read in my life. How China helped raise my children and made them more free. Yes, I kid you not. But before I do that, I want to tell you about a great guy, a great friend of mine, a great friend of the show. I'm talking about my buddy, Tom Skopinich. Listen, if you're in an accident, you need a lawyer to help you maximize your recovery and get the fair value of your case. Don't assume the insurance companies are going to take care of you and value your case fairly. Insurance companies are big businesses concerned with one thing, and that is their bottom line. You need the law offices of Thomas G. Skopinich, my buddy. He's a great guy, and he's been serving the greater Delaware Valley for over 25 years. He's helped so many people, and he'll fight for you to make sure you get the fair value for your case. See, prior to starting his own practice, Tom Skopinich used to work for and on behalf of big insurance companies, and he will fight for you. He's licensed in PA and New Jersey. Just go to scopelawyer.com, S-C-O-P-E-lawyer.com, or call him at 215-624-2211. 215-624-2211. Get what you deserve from my buddy, Tom Skopinich. When it comes to an accident, you want to make sure that you have somebody who's going to fight for you. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you need to absolutely have somebody in your corner who knows what they need to do for you. And a guy like Tom Skopinich understands that because he gets what the insurance companies do, which is fight you. It's all they want. This is what they want to do. They want to win. But he's going to make sure you win. Just go to scopelawyer.com today. S-C-O-P-E-lawyer.com. Scopelawyer.com or 215-624-2211. He's a great friend. He's a great lawyer. And he's your advocate, the guy you need, licensed in PA and New Jersey. Scopelawyer.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back on a rainy Thursday afternoon. I saw one of the dumbest things I've ever read in my life. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. It was actually an op-ed in the New York Times that made the case that the Chinese Communist Party is a worthy partner in raising children. Well, here to talk about that with me is my buddy Liz Wolf. Liz is an associate editor at Reason.com. Her latest piece, actually, the CCP is the worst co-parent imaginable. Hey, Liz, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And thanks for coming on the show. I know you've been a little busy lately, right?
Yeah, I just came back from maternity leave a few weeks ago.
Congratulations and welcome back.
Thank you. I will not be letting the CCP help me raise my son.
I almost fell out of the chair, Liz, when I read this piece and I saw that you had posted about it. So I took the time to actually look up this op-ed from fashion designer Heather Kay, who is an American who raised two daughters in Shanghai. And she was going on actually lauding the CCP. And Liz, she was pretty specific about her reasons why, right?
Oh, yeah. It was absolutely despicable. She basically talks about how, you know, the CCP sets limits on the amount of time children can spend playing video games, and the Great Firewall and some of the internet censorship is actually really great in terms of making sure her kids don't access inappropriate material. And on one hand, I get where she's coming from. Many parents share that concern. But in the U.S., we have parental controls that you can just easily access in order to make sure your kids aren't looking at inappropriate things. But, you know, that doesn't come with heavy-handed government censorship. Your kids should still be able to access information about things their government does wrong. And a child growing up in China is not able to do so.
Yeah, she was actually bragging about the virtues of this. The heavy censorship, she writes, creates a kid-friendly internet, and that the tight control of the Communist Party surveillance state results in its own kind of freedom. I mean, the fact that somebody could actually put words like that on, well, not paper, but, you know, on a computer screen is just absolutely mind-boggling. The tight control of the Communist Party surveillance state results in its own kind of freedom. This is like the, what do they call it, the Stockholm Syndrome? Right.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, in that section, she, to be fair to her, she's referring to low crime rates in the neighborhood in Shanghai that they were living in, to which my response is, well, guess what? A lot of American parents are overly concerned with letting their kids play outside. A lot of people have this very inflated view of crime in some places. And I think the milk carton kids and a lot of the stranger danger panic of the 80s and 90s really led to that. But if you actually look at the statistics, kids today are a whole lot safer than in the 50s and 60s when parents freely let them run around the neighborhood. So obviously a parent should exercise their own discretion and, you know, assess their own neighborhood. But to some degree, you can kind of prepare kids for a greater degree of independence than what we allow in the U.S. We don't have to live under an authoritarian, tyrannical, communist state in order for kids to be able to go walk to the corner store or play outside.
Yeah, I mean, if we wanted to use the heavy hand of government to, quote-unquote, keep us safe even more, yeah, we could probably end crime. We could do lots of different things, although I don't think those things work in the end. I mean, obviously, China wasn't able to stamp out COVID with its zero COVID policy. But, yeah, I mean, if we want to destroy freedom in the name of public safety and then argue then that that's safety because you can walk down the streets without getting attacked, there's actually people that believe in that and believe in that mindset, but I mean, they're kidding themselves, right? They're living in an alternate reality to think that that's actually a kind of freedom. It's a sanitized version of it, but it's not real.
Yeah, it's horrifying thinking about people rationalizing that trade-off. I think I place such a high premium on my freedom, and I think one of the most important things when I think about how I want to raise my son is making sure he has the freedom to access all kinds of information and to speak freely and to criticize the government and to engage with people who have different opinions than he does. And in China, those things are a lot harder to do and they come at a very severe cost. Say Heather Kay, the author of this op-ed, say her daughter's wanted to grow up, and at 17 or 18, they wanted to participate in a pro-Hong Kong protest or a pro-democracy protest. Okay, well, maybe they were safe in the streets from street criminals, but guess what? They're not going to be safe from government criminals who are attempting to lock people up for exercising their free speech rights.
Yeah, exactly right, Liz Wolf. And Liz, what are some of the most egregious policies that China has? I know, especially when it comes to safety and security and everything else, but also too, when it comes to the gender of a child, and there's all kinds of wacky laws in China that you've written about, right?
Absolutely. I mean, for the past 45-ish years since Deng Xiaoping, you know, we've had the one-child policy in China, which basically for a very long time, for about four decades, limited the number of kids a Chinese family could have to only one per couple. I'm sorry, but like, I'm the oldest of four. I love being from a big family. To tell people that they can only have one child, that they can't have as many children as they want, is such a horrific example of government overreach. And it also resulted in all kinds of terrible consequences from that, like when parents had one child and then conceived a second child, perhaps on accident. A lot of the times it's led to abortions or forced sterilization or even feticide in some really extreme cases. This is not an uncommon tale in China, and this was the law of the land for the last 45 years. Thankfully, it was reversed in 2021. But my God, this is, you know, generations of people living in China who did not have the ability to have the type of family life that they wanted to.
And doesn't this also tie into nut jobs like Paul Ehrlich and others and, you know, Al Gore screaming about boiling oceans, where they talk about the population bomb? And so limiting population, you know, there's such virtue in that, where you can actually maybe save the planet by limiting the number of children people can have. And of course, it's nonsense, but they also, I mean, they love China's one child policy for that reason.
Yeah, it's pretty despicable. I try to tune all of them out as much as possible, especially Greta Thunberg. I would really love to never hear from her ever again. but no, I mean, I think these people miss something really important, which is that when you limit population, you're also limiting human ingenuity. You're limiting the number of people from whom brilliant ideas about how to solve our most pressing problems might spring forth. It's really awful. I think there's this antisocial strain to it that should really leave people feeling kind of concerned and suspicious. I was reading accounts over the weekend of people who'd been influenced by Paul Ehrlich, some of whom had said he was so influential that he affected their decision not to have kids. And now in old age, they have no kids and no grandkids. I'm sorry, but that's tragic to me. And so I think it's really important that people spreading that type of thing think wisely about what type of path they're leading other people down.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Liz Wolf. You're exactly right. Well, listen, I always appreciate you keeping us informed on this stuff. And, you know, it's a great piece. I'll post a link to it. It is scary, though, that there's a mindset out there of people that praise China. We heard this also with COVID. I mean, we heard Fauci and Justin Trudeau praising China's tactics and saying it could keep people safer. And I think the real battle for freedom really comes down to that point, that you know, differentiation between understanding, yeah, freedom has risks, liberty has risks, but allowing tyranny also has risks and tremendous risks. And, you know, I know you're following the World Economic Forum like I am, and I keep hearing these recurring themes about disinformation and this sort of, you know, need to want to crack down on what people can say and what people want to talk about. And it seems like there's so many forces moving in that direction right now of trying to limit freedom in the name of safety. And from whether it's the CDC cracking down on social media and working with Facebook, like your colleague Robbie Suave wrote about, or the FBI getting involved in suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story, if we don't turn this around, we really won't be free, because the information that we get and the information we receive and the information we're allowed to share with people won't be free.
A lot of people in government and in the media, I think, fear letting normal people make decisions for themselves. And that's really important to push back on, because nobody appointed Dr. Fauci the ultimate arbiter of truth. Nobody appointed Joe Biden the ultimate arbiter of truth. And so everyday people need to be very aware of that and make sure that they have access to information and keep using their voices wisely.
Yeah, well said. Liz Wolf, always a pleasure, my friend, and best of luck with your son, and congratulations again, and we'll have you on, absolutely. Liz Wolf, Associate Editor, Reason.com. Have a great day, Liz.
Thanks so much.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, you know, my buddy, Dr. Mike Venere, a great guy, great friend of the show, and the master of dental implants. Dr. Mike is going to give you a great smile. Pediatric, general, cosmetic dentistry. And yes, those very complicated dental implants. You want to go see my buddy, Dr. Mike. He is, he's the best. He really is. My friend Rob Ortiz went to see him the other day for an emergency dental treatment. Then he went back for a cleaning because his teeth were filthy. My wife just went there for a cleaning herself the other day. I go there. Reagan goes there soon. I think her first appointment, it might be in March, actually. And of course, Mama Zeoli discovered Dr. Mike. It's truly a family affair. And that's what I mean. Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. Go see him right on, his two offices, actually, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, New Jersey. There for you, there for your family, every step of the way. And you know, listen, a lot of dentists out there. You know this. There are a lot of dentists, big chain offices out there. You don't want to go to just any dentist. You want to go to the absolute best. That's my buddy, Dr. Mike, VenariaDental.com. And if patients can travel from Texas and Florida and California for him, you can certainly make the trip over the bridge. VenariaDental.com, Dr. Mike Venaria.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. I'm glad you're here today. What a busy, busy afternoon. And the weather is a little nuts. And I'm on remote today because we have Parks Casino tonight. So if anything goes wrong, don't worry. We'll have our best people on it, our top people. Don't worry about a thing, all right?
No, you'll have me and Henry, not the best.
Yeah. I have Matt DeSantis and also Henry on it. So what could possibly go wrong, all right? Nothing could possibly go wrong.
Nothing.
You might get disconnected even with good weather.
Yeah, I think Henry just did it on purpose, actually, is what I think happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm just throwing a wrench in the show. That's all.
Listen, I'm in a very good mood today because the Zeoli Army deserves a tremendous credit. Chris Cuomo, who for years I have been referring to as the lesser Cuomo. I've literally been calling him the lesser Cuomo my entire career. Well, last night on his dumb show that nobody watches, Bill O'Reilly was on. This is News Nation. And the lesser Cuomo actually referred to himself as the lesser Cuomo. I mean, this guy has such hatred for his own, himself. It's really amazing. But this is what happened. Take a listen.
Neither one knew what was in their basement or in their garage. Next.
Okay. Paul from Long Island has a question near and dear to my heart.
Strong Island, home Strong of Island. Both the O'Reilly and the lesser Cuomo. What do you got, Paul?
Hey, guys.
And the lesser Cuomo.
Beautiful.
There it is. And Matt DeSantis, how did we find that audio masterpiece?
3-7 Chris Eppolito.
You see that? Oh, man. That is amazing. That really is. I love that. I'm so happy about that right now. I really, really am. All right, listen, we got a big 4 o'clock hour coming up. Latest on the White House scandal, the latest on the CDC manipulating social media, and yes, the cover-up over the Wuhan lab, plus what was in those Twitter files. It's all there for you on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, 855-839-1210. We're coming right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.